You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place, because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you for joining me today. I oftentimes, at least in the last couple of months, I've been having guests on my show, and so it doesn't really... Hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you for joining me today. I appreciate all of my listeners out there, and I want you to know that, you know, my mission is really to provide the education to elevate and just have you have a better understanding. Hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for joining me today. I want to say that I appreciate all of you out there who are listening. I strive to give you shows and guests that are uplifting, that give you a different perspective, that give you hope, because we're all in this together. We are all human beings. We're all living in this world right now of uncertainty. We're living in a world that seems chaotic, where there's really, you know, no right direction. And so we're trying to figure it out. And I think the best thing is that we're together and that we have each other to learn and to grow, to educate and to elevate. And so today I wanted to take the time to really share what I've learned in my 23 years as a psychologist about just living a healthy life and just being mentally healthy. I really strive to break this stigma that mental health seems to have. And I want everyone to understand that in order to be healthy physically, spiritually, socially, financially, you have to be healthy mentally. Mental health is the key to physical health, emotional health, financial health, relationship health, work health, everything. And so I really want people to understand that there is no shame, there is no guilt to mental health and wanting to be mentally healthy. There is no guilt and there is no shame in seeking help when you know that you're not feeling right, or you're not feeling good, or something doesn't quite feel right with what's going on with you. It takes a lot of courage and it takes a lot of strength to reach out for help and to ask for help. And so anyone who has ever reached out for help to talk with a counselor, a psychologist, a psychiatrist, a coach, a teacher, anyone, a pastor, anyone that you feel comfortable with, that you feel you can trust, a person who's not going to judge you, but be a listening ear to receive your message, to understand how you might be feeling or what you might be going through, and then can just offer you that love and support that tells you that you're worthy, you're enough, and you're deserving of every good thing that comes to you. And that really is the message I want everyone to know and understand. And so today I'm talking about mental health. And like I said, mental health is for everyday people going through normal life changes, childhood, adolescence, adulthood, aging, death, transitions in education or employment, transitions in geography or marriage or parenthood, trauma, any life changes that cause psychological and emotional distress or physical harm. These are all things that we as human beings experience. And some experience more than others, but it's a human experience. And so I just want everyone to know that human mental health is really human health. And it's an opportunity for you to share your thoughts, your feelings, to grow and learn from your experiences, and really work through your situations, because every individual has the power within them to change. And some people don't believe that. Some people believe that you are born to this life, you were born in the situation and circumstances that you're in, and that's it. You're just a bystander, and you're kind of like this bystander in your life, and things just happen to you. And I'm here to tell you that that is not true. We are active human beings, co-creators in the life that we want to live. But in order to do that, we have to understand who we are. We have to understand who we want to be. We have to understand why we do what we do. We have to understand, as I say, our programming and how we were trained from birth to current, you know, our current age, what that program was about ourselves and who we are and who we're supposed to be and what boxes we're supposed to check and what steps in life we're supposed to take that are the right steps and the right choice in mate or the right choice in education and the right choice in job or career. And so, you know, I just want to let everyone know that no matter who you are, no matter what you've been through, no matter, you know, what, if you had parents who were supportive, or if you were abandoned, if you've been through trauma, if you've been abused, if you've lived in poverty, if you've, you know, were homeless at a period of time, if you suffered from addiction, if you've been raped or the victim of any type of horrific, traumatic crime or situation, you know, you can stop, reevaluate, and redetermine your life. You can change your habits. Your habits of thinking, your habits of feeling, your habits of acting, your habit and how you structure your day or maybe lack thereof. You have ultimate control of how you think, the thoughts that you focus on, how you feel. That means how long you allow yourself to be in an emotional space, and then what actions you take. And really questioning, you know, why am I acting in this way? Why am I making these decisions? And I think that's the key. When you operate from your program, it's almost like an automatic default. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to feel it. You don't even have to question it. You just act. You just do. You just think. You just feel. And what you have to do to begin to change that is you have to begin to question. Question your beliefs. Question why you think the way you think. Question why you're critical on yourself. Why do you place guilt on yourself? Why do you shame yourself? Why do you beat yourself up when you make mistakes? Why do you criticize yourself? Why do you sabotage yourself? Why do you put yourself down and not tell yourself that you're beautiful, that you're special, that you're capable? So the first step is really questioning this program, questioning why you believe and think the way you do, and does it serve you? Does it serve you in a healthy way? And if you realize that it does not serve you in a healthy way, then understand that you have the power within you to change it, okay? And so we have these limiting beliefs that, again, oftentimes we're not aware of. And those limiting beliefs for a person with depression might be, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I hate myself, I can't do anything right, no one likes me, I'm a loser, I'm a failure, things will never change, you know, others are better than me, or others are always looking at me or talking about me. And I think what you have to do is ask yourself, are these beliefs healthy for you? Do they make you feel good inside? Do they encourage you to be the best person you can be? And if your answer to that is no, then you really are going to have to change and make a choice and a decision to change those beliefs, because you can change them, okay? Some of the limiting and underlying and unhealthy beliefs for a person with anxiety might be, you know, what if something, the last, you know, what if something bad happens, you know, what if someone wants to harm me, what if I can't escape, what if I don't have control, what if I lose everything, what if I'm left alone, what if I can't handle my emotions? What if I lose the job? You know, what if I make a mistake? They're always, people with anxiety worry excessively and always worry about the worst. They're always planning for the worst case scenario. And you have to understand that when you set yourself up to expect the worst, and you're thinking and you're fearful of the worst, what you're doing is you're putting forth energy into the worst thing that can happen, which is ultimately what you begin to attract, situations that affirm that you should be afraid and that you should be fearful. And so I want you to be able to identify, first and foremost, when you have a belief that is not serving you in a healthy way. It makes you feel anxious. It makes you feel worried. It makes you doubt yourself. It makes you question yourself. You beat up on yourself. You sabotage anything good that you might be going through. And it's a habitual pattern. You have about 70,000, 80,000 thoughts a day. And the majority of those thoughts, about 90%, are focused in a negative, limiting way, or in a fear, worried, worst case scenario way. And so identifying what your limiting beliefs are, identifying what your program is, that means what you habitually think and feel and do on a daily basis, what you've been taught about yourself from other people since birth that has created your idea of who you are. That's your first step, and that is key, because it is not until you begin to recognize and become aware of the negative thinking, the stinking thinking is what I call it, then you can't make the choice, the conscious decision to change. And so I am encouraging everyone out there listening, write down, become aware of when you start piling up on yourself in a negative way or in a fear-based way, and stop it. Write it down and really question it and challenge it and say, why am I doing this? Why do I always beat up on myself? Why do I always think of the worst case scenario? Why am I always expecting the worst to come, or expecting the worst out of a situation? That is key. Okay? All right, I have to take a quick break, but I'll be right back, and I want to give you some strategies on how you can begin to make changes, because everyone is worthy, everyone is capable, and everyone is deserving to live in a healthy way, to have beliefs that support them, and to begin to love themselves and like themselves, okay? And I'm really talking about the importance of mental health and it being human health. Because in order to live happy, healthy, physically, loving what you do, engaging with people that you enjoy their company, you have to feel good about you. And I think that the most important thing that you can invest in is in yourself. Learning yourself, loving yourself, understanding yourself, uplifting yourself, taking care of yourself, and appreciating just the power within you to create a better world, to co-create a better world for yourself and a better life experience for yourself. And so I talked in the first part about really becoming aware and identifying the beliefs that you hold, the thoughts that you have on a daily basis that often take up most of your thought life in your day, the emotions that you find yourself in. Because if you're feeling depressed and if you're feeling anxious, there are thoughts behind those emotions. There are thoughts that trigger those emotions, whether you're aware of them or not. And so it's important to start to ask yourself, why am I feeling this way? What am I thinking, or what was triggered that created this emotion in me? And then how do I begin to change it? So I talked about the first step really being identifying what the belief is, identifying that it's unhealthy, acknowledging that the thoughts and what you tell yourself is unhealthy, because it's making you feel bad, or it's making you feel depressed or anxious or fearful, okay? And so the second step, once you know what it is you're telling yourself, once you acknowledge what is unhealthy, your job is to challenge it and to come up with, how are you going to train yourself different? Typically, you're going to give yourself the opposite statements, the opposite encouragement. So, for example, if your negative self-talk is, you know, I'm ugly, then a healthier alternative to that is, you know what, I'm learning to love myself. I'm learning to see the beauty in myself. I'm learning that I am a beautiful human being. You know, you have to take the negative, the limiting belief, and almost come up with the exact opposite. So if you'd say, oh, I'm a failure, then maybe your alternative statement will be, you know what? Failure means first attempt in learning. So I am in continual progression in learning and getting better and improving. I'm in a constant state of improvement. And I'm every day in every way loving myself more, or learning more, right? Succeeding more. It's a continual thing. So when you look at what you've written down for your unhealthy, unlimiting, negative beliefs, come up with statements that are going to contradict that. And statements that are going to say, I'm learning to be beautiful, or I'm learning to be successful, or I'm happy with my beauty, or I'm appreciating my beauty, or I'm realizing my strengths, or I'm understanding what I'm good at, or, you know, I'm working on being a more honest person, or I'm learning how to let go and be more forgiving. And so, you know, you want to pick statements that are reasonably true, you know, statements that you can say, you know what, yeah, this is real. This is I can buy this. You don't want to pick statements that are completely just unrealistic, but statements that show that you're growing, that you're learning, that you're continuing to improve and be in becoming more loving of yourself, becoming more forgiving of yourself, becoming more understanding of yourself. You see, people often worry about being judged by others, not connecting with others, being, you know, abandoned by others. And the reality is that we do it to ourselves. We criticize ourselves more than other people. We abandon and judge ourselves more than other people, you know? And so when you're forming a more healthy self-talk, when you're learning how to be more forgiving and understanding of yourself, then your statements are going to really reflect that, you know? I am a work in progress. Every day in every way, I am learning to love myself better. I am growing more confident every day. I am seeing my beauty in everything that I do. I am appreciating my body and the fact that I am healthy. You know, and that's why gratitude is important. So again, take the limiting negative self-statements and come up with alternative statements that are reasonable, that are supportive, that are loving and understanding and compassionate, and that show a progression of improvement, a progression of learning and growing, okay? Because that's what the reality is. Every day in every way, we're learning to be better. We're learning to like ourselves better. We're learning to trust ourselves more. Okay? And so it's a progression. It's you are and we are works in progress. Okay? So really, self-talk is one of the most important things that you can do. And it really is you learning how to be your own best friend. You learning how to encourage yourself, how to uplift yourself, how to challenge those negative beliefs and restate in a more positive and healthy way what you're learning and working on, okay? And then the next thing that you have to do is you really have to create a habit. You know, you have to make it a daily habit, because think about it. For so long, you've operated out of a program of negativity, of self-criticism, of fear. And so that program has, you know, triggered and created a habit of emotions, created a habit of actions, created a daily habit of who you are and how you operate. And so in order to change that, right? Because we want to change our beliefs. We want to change our patterns, change our emotions, change our self-talk, change our actions. We have to be intentional about creating a daily habit, right? A daily routine of how we will be different. And so one of the things that I have been doing is I have been starting my day with gratitude. Because when you start your day thinking about and putting your mind in a space of appreciation and thankfulness, you're focusing on what you have, not what you lack. You're focusing on what it is that you affirm is good in your life, not that nothing is good, right? In the negative, in the anxiety mind state, nothing seems good. But when you begin to focus in gratitude and be thankful, you take for granted the sky is blue. You take for granted you woke up in the morning. You take for granted you're breathing, that you have your senses, you can feel, you can smell. You take for granted that you're able to think, you're able to choose, right? And so you really want to start your day set your intention first thing in the morning with gratitude, being positive and thankful, okay? And then affirmations, or just out loud telling yourself what kind of day you want to have. Just claiming it. Be intentional about your day, that today is going to be a good day. Today I'll be able to handle my emotions. Today I'm going to smile. Today will flow easy, right? Ask for guidance in your day. And again, you might start off your day with forgiveness. You might wake up and you're not feeling too good. Forgive yourself and say, you know what? I'm going to forgive myself because I may not be in the best mood, but I am going to change that. I have the power to change it. And so start your day with the habit of gratitude. Start your day affirming that you can have a good day, that you will have a good day. You will choose thoughts that are going to foster positive emotions. You are going to choose actions that benefit you, and really invest and be conscientious about working and being intentional and working on what is going to benefit you, what is going to make you feel good. Another thing that helps you create a healthy daily routine is writing down goals. Writing down, and it might be one goal for your day, but write down one thing that you want to do that you can invest in you that will make you feel good because you've accomplished it or you've completed it, and that you can pat yourself on the back and say, you know, good job, I got this done. Okay? So your self-talk, right, which is the most important, creating self-talk that's healthy, that's opposite from the stinking thinking, creating a daily routine that begins with gratitude, affirming your value, your worthiness, your goodness, right, speaking out loud the intentions that you want for your day, setting a goal and really reviewing the goal. Because if it's only one thing you do, it's that one thing that you do, and you can pat yourself on the back. And another thing is visualizing where you want to be, visualizing that goal accomplished, visualizing that place, that special place, that happy place, that comfort place, that peaceful place. And just be there. Be, see, feel, experience that happy place, wherever it might be, that memory that you might have. For 5 minutes, give yourself the opportunity to just cast away all your worries. And just for 5 minutes, dream. Take your mind, that vision in your mind, to a place that you feel free, a place that you feel at home, that you feel love, that just reminds you that all is good, all is well, that you are okay, and that today is a good day. And that's what I want you to really set your intention on, right? Set your intention on having a good day, practicing gratitude, affirmations, affirming out loud. You have to talk to yourself. You have to be your own best friend, be your own cheerleader. You have to set the intention of accomplishment, reviewing your goal, and then allow yourself 5 minutes to just be still, be at peace, and take your mind to that place where you can escape everything going on in your current situation. Everything that you might be worried about or stressed about or depressed about, allow yourself to escape mentally and create that vision and that dream of that happy place, that happy memory, that happy emotion, okay? And just stay in that emotional space for 5 minutes, because you deserve it. You are worthy and deserving of a love, of acceptance, of connection, of every good thing that comes to you. Okay? And so I just want to just say to everyone who's listening, I love you. And no matter who you are, no matter what you're going through, you are worthy. You are enough. And have the courage to reach out and ask for help. If you can't do it on your own, there's no shame. We all need each other to survive. Okay? We are social beings. We were born to love and to give love and to create love. And so have courage and reach out, because you are deserving and you are worthy of living the best life that you can. Okay, so just thank you for joining me. If you would like to learn more about me, please go to my website. It's www.healthyminds.expert. If you want to learn more about what I do in my work, go there and email me at gm.psych@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram at Dr.G. Montgomery, Montgomery. Thank you so much for listening. I love you, and master your mind. Make that choice. You have the power within you. Love you.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.